This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. We juggled the schedule around this week. Normally we have What in the Name of God on Wednesday and Politics on Parade on Thursday and then our Entertainment Spotlight on Friday, but I knew that there were going to be certain news stories that were going to pop up. We wanted to be able to cover the Pope, so we moved our religious coverage to Thursday. And I knew that there was going to be some big doings in Congress today, and so we moved the politics to today, and boy, am I glad we did. The news is much bigger than I thought, and much different than I thought. Now, the reason the news was going to be so big was because today we were going to get some kind of indication about what the House was going to do about keeping the government open. Many, many, many House members wanted to shut down the government, if need be, to kill funding to Planned Parenthood. Now, that would have been disastrous to their party, and it would have been pretty disastrous for the country. And John Boehner, although he is one of the worst House speakers of my lifetime, certainly, worse even than Gingrich, who was at least able to accomplish things, despite being incredibly corrupt. But Boehner has just basically kept things from falling apart. And that's kind of what the House wants to do, is just fall apart into crazy extremism. But John Boehner has been in charge of one of the most dysfunctional and least productive Congresses of modern times. And notice the word has been, because he's not the Speaker of the House anymore. He's resigning. There's a lot of talk about a coup where they would vote him out if he didn't go along with shutting down the government, overcutting funding to Planned Parenthood. He didn't want to do it. And now he may not have to. It's not an absolute certainty what's going to happen, but now he's free to get a clean bill through to fund the government for a couple of months. Now that means early next year, we're going to start all over again with a new Speaker of the House, someone who may be more inclined to shut down the government, and continuing with what's basically been a House and a Senate that governs from crisis to crisis, usually crises of their own making. The next Speaker of the House will be less experienced and probably significantly more extreme than Boehner, and less willing to compromise. And Boehner wasn't exactly Mr. Compromise, but in the face of political reality, he was willing to do that from time to time. Now, he's had vote after vote after vote after vote on things that he knew he couldn't win. I haven't seen an analysis of how much time the House has spent under his leadership voting on things that could never, ever be passed and debating them, but we're talking an incredible amount of wasted time under his leadership. Under a new, even more extreme leader, we may even see more time wasted and a House that becomes even more dysfunctional, which is hard to imagine because they're unbelievably dysfunctional now. That John Boehner is out only emboldens the far, far, far right extremist conservatives. And as much as I disliked John Boehner and thought he was terrible at his job, I think it's a pretty safe bet that things are only going to get much worse. Another big story that I know that was starting today was the Values Voter Summit. That's a meeting every year where they bring together the most extreme people in the Republican Party. And during a session when they announced that Boehner was stepping down, and he's leaving the House entirely. He's not just giving up the Speaker of the House role. He's leaving Congress at the end of October. He's gone. So when these people at the Value Voter Summit heard that he was gone, they cheered. Because even though Boehner was extraordinarily conservative, he wasn't conservative enough for the crowd of the Values Voter Summit. Now, of the presidential candidates at the Values Voter Summit, which ones put shutting down Planned Parenthood at the top of their agenda? Well, it's Marco Rubio. You might remember him as the first candidate to come out in support of the idea of forcing young girls who have been raped, even by their fathers, of carrying their child to term. We're talking 12-year-old, 13-year-old girls. He's okay with that. And then, of course, Rick Santorum, And, of course, Ted Cruz. Now, these are just the ones who made this a major agenda item, but pretty much all of the president's candidates, with the exception of Donald Trump, pretty much support shutting down Planned Parenthood. Yes, even Carly Fiorina. It's been a widely reported story that during the last debate, she told a bald-faced lie about the Planned Parenthood faked sting videos. She described a scene as if it actually were shown, as if it were actually something real, and you did not see that in the videos. She was lying, and when she was called on it, she continued to lie. On Good Morning America, she said, "Rest assured, I have seen the images that I talked about last night." No, she hasn't. That's a lie. Now, she was a candidate here in California for a Senate seat, and I can tell you, she has sort of a reputation for fudging the truth. There's only one thing worse than saying you were against Planned Parenthood, and that's saying you would want them replaced by crisis pregnancy centers. We've talked many times on the show about them. They lie and deceive the people who come in. They don't offer a full range of reproductive health services. They not only don't offer contraception, but they won't even talk to you about it. They don't offer pap tests. They don't offer screening for sexually transmitted infections. They offer free pregnancy tests, the results of which they have been known to lie about, to tell a woman that she's not pregnant. So hopefully it'll be too late by the time she realizes for her to get an abortion. They do limited ultrasounds, and sometimes those are faked. They offer nothing in the way of women's health services. And she visited the Carolina Pregnancy Center, which is a CPC. And she had this to say, "If it's about women's health, then why isn't the Liberal Democrat Party willing to say that pregnancy centers like this should also be funded by taxpayers? Why don't we say that?" Well, Carly, we don't say that because they are as fake as your description of what you claim to have seen in a video. They don't offer health services. They try to trick women into coming into them thinking that they offer health services. And a Bible study class for women isn't really a replacement for all the services that Planned Parenthood actually provides.